Harper Audio presents His Cowboy Heart, a Montana Men novel by Jennifer Ryan. Read by Colleen Marlowe. Epigraph. There are people we don't want to live without but have to let go. We hope love will bring them back. Sometimes, if we're lucky, it does. Love is too precious to waste. Too good to let go, and too wonderful not to enjoy. Grandpa Sammy. Prologue. 11 years ago. Ford stared down at his listless grandfather in the hospital bed, trying to hold back the tears stinging his eyes. Granddad's pale face and sunken cheeks warned of his tenuous health. They didn't know what was wrong. Only that he'd collapsed in the house and lay motionless on the floor for God knew how long before Ford walked in and found him several days ago. The same fear and crushing pressure squeezed his chest tight just thinking about it. He and his brothers, Rory and Colt, had been taking turns staying by his side since the doctors admitted him to the hospital. Ford needed to get back to the ranch to cover for Colt so he could have his turn. "He's going to be fine," the nurse assured him. "The doctor said it's the concussion from hitting his head on the floor that's the worst of his ailments. They're working to get his blood pressure down and to make sure there isn't anything else wrong with his head or heart."
"When do we get the results of the echocardiogram and MRI?"
Ford asked. "The doctor should know in a couple of hours," the nurse answered, touching his arm in comfort before she left the room to check on another patient. He didn't feel any better for it, and worried more about what the results might tell them. He and his brothers feared the worst and didn't want to admit that this brought the death of their parents.